奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share the words in the Bible with you all.
我们今天下午一起来看神另外一个应许，就是要建设一位一个使他得颂赞、得荣耀的城。
This afternoon we will discuss another promise of God, that is to build a city to glorify Him.
神在圣经里面所讲的预言都会实现的。
All the prophecies in the Bible will come to pass.
就像神在耶利米书32章里面，我们早上所查考过的，他跟耶利米说，谁会来找你，讲跟你讲什么话，这种就照他所说的这样子实现的。
Just like we have studied in Jeremiah chapter 32, whatever the Lord said would happen, happened.
那我们现在来看耶利米书33章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 33.
这是神的话，特别说第二次临到耶利米。
Here says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time.
是耶利米被关在囚禁在监牢里的时候。
And it was while he was still shut up in the court of the prison.
那是在从三十二章开始接续下来的。
It is a continuation of chapter 32.
32章的第二节就说，当时候当巴比伦大军围困耶路撒冷的时候，先知耶利米是被囚禁在护卫兵的院内。
Chapter 32 verse 2 says, For the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison.
然后他当时候把神神的话就临到他。
And at that time, the word of the Lord came upon him.
那他当时候会被关起来，就是因为他勇敢地说出了神的预言人家这个掌权的人不喜欢听，就把他关起来了。
And the reason why he was shut up because he received the word of the Lord and he courageously preached it, and those with power did not like to hear it, so they shut him up.
那32章那里所预言的那个情形就是他订了契约，他签了契约，买地都已经买了。
And the prophecy in chapter 32 is that he has already brought the deed to the land.
那个时候，先知是被囚禁在牢里面的。
At the time, the prophet was in prison.
他没有自由。
He didn't have freedom.
所以那当时候因为大军已经围困了，那个土地是在城外，他根本没有办法去看到那个土地到底在是什么，是长什么样子。
Because the land was already besieged and the land he purchased was outside the city, he cannot see what the land was like.
但是神跟他这样讲，他就这样做，他就很单纯的听遵行神的话。
But since the Lord told him to do so, he did it simply.
那特别很珍贵、很珍惜的把这个契约把它放在瓶子里面要等待那个神的应许实现的那一日。
He took the deed and put it into an earthen vessel to wait until the day that the Lord will fulfill His prophecy.
那我们就提到了这个神的话一直跟耶利米强调神要带给他们另外一次复兴的这个恩典。
And the word of the Lord repeatedly told Jeremiah that he will restore Israel.
所以我们今天早上所看到的是三十二章当时候从第37节那里日后就是当时候神的时候满足的时候的那个日子，那神的应许会在一一的实现。
And it tells us that once the anger of the Lord has subsided and the time has come, then he will bring them back.
那他这个土地后来是在这个他所买的这个土地当时候我们在看耶利米书37章的时候
And the land which he had purchased in chapter 37.
就是因为巴比伦大军围困耶路撒冷城，后来有一个短暂的时间，这个巴比伦大军撤军了。
And because the Jerusalem was besieged by Babylon, but for a short period of time, the army left.
所以他们当时候在一个觉得是已经没有希望，一个大危机的当中，突然之间好像，这个危机解除了，他们被围困的城现在得到自由了。
And during what seemed like a hopeless crisis, they seemed free after the army left.
那是在37章的第五节。
That's in chapter 37, verse 5.
因为那时候埃及法老他们 出兵、啊、结果那个加勒底人听到以为埃及大军要来解救有大国，所以他们就先撤军了。
And it's in verse 5, then Pharaoh's army came up to Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard of them, they departed from Jerusalem.
但其实神透过耶利米再跟他们再确认一次，他说这个巴比伦大军一定会再回来围攻你们，他是不可能走的，因为这是神的旨意。
But the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and told him that the army will surely come back again because this is the will of God.
就在那个空档的时候，耶利米就出了离开了耶路撒冷城，要到贝尼亚悯地去看看他自己所买的那个地。
And so during this open period, Jeremiah left Jerusalem to view the land that he had bought.
那也就是在这个出城的时候、啊、他就被那个守城门的人看到，就把他抓起来了。
And when he was leaving the city, he was seen by the gatekeeper and he was captured.
哦，他就被控告说他是想要去通敌，就是要去跟那个巴比伦大军呢讲和，就是他要投靠敌人。
And he was accused of being a traitor to negotiate with the enemies.
但是耶利米一直跟他们说没有，他不是这样子。
But Jeremiah said this wasn't his intention.
但是这些首领早就想要处理这个耶利米，很早就想要把他杀了。
So from the beginning, the leaders had wanted to get rid of Jeremiah.
所以趁这个机会，再一次的把耶利米关在监牢里面。
So they used this opportunity to again shut up Jeremiah in prison.
从第三十七章开始，耶利米就一直被关到这个淤泥的牢中一直直到耶路撒冷城被攻陷巴比伦大军进入圣城，然后整个犹大国灭国的时候。
So Jeremiah continued to stay imprisoned until the army of Babylon came and burned the city of Jerusalem.
那这个历史呢，我们如果有读耶利米书这几章，我们都会看清楚的。
And if we read these few chapters, we will be familiar with this history.
那我们今天下午呢，要把重点放在第三十三章。
This afternoon, we will place emphasis on chapter 33.
这是先知还是被关在监牢的时候。
This is while the prophet is still in prison.
神第二次信息临到他。
The word of the Lord came to him a second time.
要给他另外一个非常重要的应许。
To give him another very important promise.
这个信息是有关于整个选民的国度。
And this message has to do with the chosen nation.
这个其实就在预告神的属灵真教会建设的一个蓝图。
And this is prophesizing the blueprint of the true church.
那这个完全属神的城，最后是要让神的名得颂赞、得荣耀，让这里面的人得喜乐。
And this city belonging to him will give joy to the people and glory to God.
这是在人很觉得很没有希望的那个时候，神给他的应许。
This is a promise given during a hopeless time.
耶利米先知他相信了。
And Jeremiah believed it.
他也这样子大声的传扬。
And he proclaimed it loudly.
我们来看看这样的一个城是有什么样的特色。
Let's see what characteristics are there in this city.
跟我们今天所在的这个教会有什么关系？
What does it have in relation with the church today?
第三十三章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 33, verse 2.
请读第二节到第三节。
Verse 2-3. Thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. 3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
这里说成就的是主，造作为要建立的也是主神。主神是他的名，他如此说。那这个就是在强调这位神他的作为。
And this is to emphasize the works of God.
其实一切都从神开头的。
And actually, all things originate from God.
就是计划跟这个计划的实现都是从神开始，都是神做的。
The plan and realizing the plan are all works of God.
那这位神是谁？
Who is this God?
他就强调他的名。
It emphasizes his name.
他这样说。
He says.
第三节。
Three.
你求告我，我就要应允你，并要将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
这就是今天我们之所以能够凡事祷告求神一个很重要的应许。
And this is why we can always pray and ask of God.
我们只要愿意求告，他就要回应我们。
If we are willing to call to Him, then He will answer.
我们所有的困惑、疑难，在神那里都可以找到答案。
All our troubles and difficulties will find an answer in God.
那神他要让我们明白，他说将又大又难的事指示你，就是说在人看来是不可能知道的，但是神却让他的这个信息显明了。
It says that he will show us great and mighty things, things which are impossible with men, but possible with God.
神的事如果没有神亲自指示我们，人怎么可能了解呢？
If God does not personally tell us, how can we understand the things of God?
每一个人其实我们都很有限。
All of us are very limited.
我们的智慧有限，我们的精神、时间都有限。
Our wisdom, time, and energy are all limited.
你看，今天我们一吃饱饭之后，接下来我们就想打瞌睡了。
After we eat, we tend to doze off.
这就是事实。
This is the truth.
因为我们人的肉体就是这样子。
Because this is our physical body.
当我们吃越多的时候，我们越想睡觉。
The more we eat, the more we want to sleep.
所以这个就是我们的肉体的限制。
This is our fleshly limitation.
就很想要听，眼睛张不开啊。
Many times we want to listen, but we cannot open our eyes.
但是有时候能够睡得着也不错。
But sometimes it is also good that we are able to fall asleep.
有人在家里睡不着，躺下就睡不着的。
Some people are not able to fall asleep at home.
老人家一个特色就是躺下就睡不着，坐着看电视就睡着了。
And a characteristic of the elderly is that they cannot fall asleep while lying down, but they fall asleep while sitting up.
最后其实是给电视在看。
And if they're in front of the television.
电视在看你，因为你在电视是醒着，但是人是睡着的。
The television is watching you.
所以其实我们今天有时候来到教会，想说啊，来到教会打瞌睡，这样干脆不要来算了。
And we might think to ourselves, since I always doze off at church, I just not come instead.
其实如果来到教会可以打个，如果来到教会不小心打瞌睡也没关系。
It's okay if we accidentally doze off.
因为有时候我们真的体力有限。
Because our energy is limited.
这就是人呢、啊。我们带肉体就是这样子。
This is man, we carry flesh.
但是当我们来到这里的时候，我们就是有那个心要来敬拜神的。
But when we come here, we have the heart to worship.
那神要帮助我们克服的。
And God will help us overcome.
所以，你看，当神打开我们的眼睛的时候
，When God opens our eyes,
我们就看到有趣的事。
We will see meaningful things.
我们看到道理。
We will see the truth.
我们的心在那里，我们就不打瞌睡。
And our heart will be there, and we will not doze off.
其实，当我们来到教会的时候，我们就是有这个机会进入真理里。
When we come to church, we have the opportunity to enter into the truth.
所以其实，你看我们今天能够来这里亲近神，来这里一起祷告，来学习神的道理是有福气的。
Today we are blessed to be able to come here and to learn His word.
因为神要将我们人又大又难的事指示我们。
Because He will tell us great and mighty things.
我们要看到神的这个慈爱，神的应许会在我们的身上实现。
And God's love and promise will be manifested in us.
我们是蒙爱的。
We are loved.
我们是被拯救的。
We are saved.
我们是神所尊啊所啊觉得很珍贵的人物。
And we are precious in the sight of God.
那现在神特别跟耶利米先知这样子强调他的属性。
And God especially emphasizes this to Jeremiah.
他是听人祷告的神。
He is one who listens.
他是愿意把他的心意向世人显明的神。
He is one who reveals His will.
但问题就是我们人要不要去求，要不要去问他而已啊。
But the problem is whether or not we are willing to call to Him.
我们如果愿意来到他面前
，If we are willing to come before Him,
我们相信有神，相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
And we believe that if we come before Him, He will give answer to those who believe.
我们来到他面前绝对不会失望。
Then we will not be disappointed.
所以即使有时候打瞌睡，我们都会得到造就的。
So even if we do doze off, we will still be edified.
所以有人虽然打瞌睡，但是还可以听哦。
Some people can listen while they're dozing off.
就是有人有这样的特别的恩赐。
And some people have this special gift.
他虽然打瞌睡，但是他还记得，至少他还记得题目，他会记得说，圣经是翻哪一章哪一节。
Even though they're falling asleep, they'll still remember the topic and which verses to flip to.
是因为有神的帮助。
This is because of God's help.
那现在 三十三章其实它整个重点都在论这个神所拣选的耶路撒冷城。
And the whole chapter 33 is discussing how the Lord has chosen Jerusalem.
所以第四节是说，论到这个城中的房屋跟犹大王的宫室，就是他的王宫了。
And it says concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which is the palace.
他说这些人呢，如果愿意听神的话，你就顺服神的旨意，不要去跟加勒底人征战，那你就存活。
If you listen to my will and you do not fight against the Babylonians, then you will live.
那如果是想要跟加勒底人征战的
，If you fight against the Chaldeans,
那就是拿这个尸体去充满这个耶路撒冷的房屋了。
Then you will fill the houses of Jerusalem with bodies.
也就是说，去抵抗了，必死。
And if you retaliate, then you will die.
但是如果出去投降的，就存活，然后被带到那个巴比伦去放在那里另外一个地方生活存留。
But if you give in, you will be taken to Babylon and live there.
这就是神的旨意，人愿不愿意顺服的问题而已。
This is the promise and the will of God. Is man willing to obey?
所以现在其实这个事情，对当时候很多选民来说，觉得很难相信，很难做到。
For the chosen people of the time, it is a difficult thing for them to do.
但是其实当时候耶利米先知他是。一段不断重复的宣讲这个信息，所以他被人家控告，然后被人家关起来，他受苦。
And because Jeremiah continued to proclaim this message, he was abused and he was locked up.
但是第六节现在放这个整个观念突然转向一个非常正面的、很充满希望的信息。
But in verse 6, the mindset becomes suddenly very positive.
这就是应许。
This is the promise.
看啊，我要使这个城得以痊愈安舒。使城中的人得医治，又要将丰盛的平安和诚实显明给他们。
Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance and of peace and truth.
第七节说
，Seven，
我要使犹大被掳的和以色列被掳的都归回，要建立他们和起初一样。
And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return and will rebuild those cities as at the first.
第八节说
，Eight，
我要除尽他们一切的罪，就是像我所犯的罪，又要赦免他们一切罪。
I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me.
我们如果读到这个圣经的时候，就注意看这里神说我要做什么，做几件事。
And if we look carefully, we will notice that it says, "I will do such and such."
我们有时候读圣经的时候，不要读太快。
When we're reading the Bible, we shouldn't read too fast.
慢慢读。
Read slowly.
把一句一句都读清楚。
Read phrase by phrase very carefully.
把这个神的讲的话都把它想一想。
Think about the words of God.
有时候一张圣经我们可以读很久。
We might be able to read a chapter for a long
time. 我们会看到很多很多道理。
And we will see many truths.
我们心里会觉得很喜乐。
And our hearts will be joyful.
哇，我们的眼睛好像被打开一样的。
Our eyes will be opened.
所以你看这里说神说什么？看啊。这个看啊，其实就是在要引起大家注意的。
And the word behold is to get people's attention.
所以我们在读这个先知的信息的时候，很多很多地方他一直都强调看啊。
So when we're reading the message of the prophet, there are many places where it says behold.
那有时候我们中文这个翻译的时候，没有把这个字眼翻出来。
Sometimes in the Chinese, it's not perfectly translated.
但基本上在英文在原文的圣经里面都有的。
But in original text and in English, there is this word.
这里有几个神要做的，要注意看。
There are a couple of things that God will do.
第一个第六节。
Verse 6.
我要使这个城得痊愈，就是他这个病，他这些灾难要得到痊愈，要得医治。
I will bring it health and healing. That is, health and healing from disaster.
是整个城。
Sickness.
是整个城的，全体百姓的。
And this will happen to the whole city, all the people.
要让这里面的人得医治。
All the people will be healed.
然后要将丰盛的平安跟诚实，就是真理，要给他们。
And he will give them the abundance of peace and truth.
我要使被掳的是犹大跟以色列，就是南北两国的所有属神的人都归回。
I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return, that is the captives of the southern and northern kingdoms.
我要建立他们和起初一样。
I will rebuild those places as at the first.
当初神 建立这个神选民的国度的时候啊，
when the Lord first established the chosen people,
那国度是非常荣耀的。
That nation was very glorious.
那众这个列国听到这个神的作为跟这个神的选民所彰显出神的荣耀的时候，哇，他们慕名而来。
And all the Gentiles heard of the great, glorious nation and the glorious work of God.
可是后来这个城就变成被讥笑，然后被毁谤，然后就变成一个荒凉之地。
But it became a city that was mocked and it became desolate.
但是神说，我要把他们都再召回来。然后建立他们像起初那个荣耀的情景。
But the Lord said, I will call them back and restore them and rebuild them as at the first.
然后第八节说，我要除尽他们的罪。
And 8 says, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity.
我要赦免他们的一切罪恶。
I will pardon their iniquities.
那这个就是神他的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
你看，在这个神的这个作为当中。
In the works of God,
他我们就看到了神的这个怜悯，神的慈爱。
We see the mercy and love of God.
他执行了，完成了他的公义作为之后，他接下来反过来的，就是要给他的百姓有这么多的恩典。
Once he executes his full judgment, he has abundant love for his people.
我们看到的都是让我们觉得非常安慰的话语。
We see very comforting words.
今天你看，我们如果有疾病，我们都很盼望能得医治。
If we have a great disease, then we hope to be healed.
这个医治从哪里来？
Where does this healing come from?
从神来的。
It comes from God.
所以人其实没有办法医我们什么病的。
Man cannot heal us.
所以真病没有药医的。
And there's no healing for true sickness.
真病只有神可以医的。
Only God can heal true sickness.
那人所能够做的其实也是诊断，然后试试看这个可不可以帮忙解决一些问题而已。
And men can only experiment and test the ways in which they can try to take care of the disease.
因为只有神是我们的创造者。
Because God is our own creator.
他最了解我们的问题在哪里。
He understands the best where our problems are.
所以我们医治的来源就从神的。
So the origin of our healing is of God.
今天不管我们是心理的疾病，或者是我们肉体的毛病。
Whether it is a physical or mental ailment,
我们要了解真正的医治一定是从神来。
We must understand that true healing comes from God.
我们一定要去追求依靠这位神。
We must pursue and rely on Him.
然后神会将丰盛的平安跟诚实加给我们。
Then God will give us abundant peace and truth.
那这里特别讲到这个诚实，其实是真理。
And the truth refers.
这个。平安跟真理这两个事情通常都会一直讲。
And the peace and truth go hand in hand.
当有真理的时候，才会带来真正的平安。
Only when there is truth will there be peace.
如果只是部分的，在某一种情况下会是真实的时候，大概就是会有一些部分是他没有办法cover， 就是没有办法照顾到的，就没有平安了。
When there is partial truth, there won't be peace.
所以真正的神给的平安一定是含着真理，所以一定是从神来的，而且是有一个很明确的指导原则。
True truth comes from the Lord.
那这个神他的应许说，第七节说要建立被掳归回的这个国度，跟起初一样。
In verse 7, it says, He will rebuild those places as at the first.
那在这个神的国度里面，人要得赦免，人要再次的享受神的怜悯。
And in this city, people will enjoy the forgiveness and mercy of God.
那这个样一个作为，第九节说是要在他的城里面的。
And this work shall be executed in his city.
第九节说，
9.
这个城要在地上万国人面前使我得颂赞得荣耀，名为可喜可乐之城。
9. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all nations of the earth.
那万国人因为听见我向这个城所施的福乐，所施的恩惠平安，就惧怕战惊。
Who shall hear all the good that I do to them? They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness.
这个城，你看，神现在再重新让它建立起来，是何等荣耀。
We can see how glorious it is when God has reestablished the city.
他的名字本身就是是有喜乐的名字的。
His name is a name of joy.
哦，所以你看这个神的居所，你一听你看到就喜欢。
When you see the dwelling place of God, you take pleasure in it immediately.
万国的人就是其他列邦人，他们要看到神所赐的福乐。
All the nations shall see the goodness.
神再次给他们恩惠平安。
God has given them mercy and peace.
在这里他们看到，然后就会占据啊，惧怕战惊，是因为看到神护庇这个城，看到神的荣耀。
They shall fear and tremble at how the Lord protects and provides for His city.
哦，所以这就是当时候啊，先知所得到的神的话语。
And this is the word of God given to the prophet.
这个应许啊，如果实现的时候，到底是何等的喜乐呢
？And how joyous it will be when the prophecy is fulfilled.
我们就可以想象当时候耶利米先知在肉体被限制。在饥饿当中，在 被这样子控告诬告的这个苦难当中，他看到了神所给的这个盼望跟应许。
And while Jeremiah is shut up and he is in hunger and he is falsely accused, he sees his hope from God.
那真的这个神的这个慈爱就临到他了。
And the grace and mercy of God came upon him.
他其实就看到了这个，好像把眼睛看到。好多年以后会发生的那个情景。
And he saw the situation that would happen many years later.
那神对先知的照顾其实是多方面的。
And God takes care of him from many perspectives.
他一再的让他看到那个希望。
He allows him to see this hope.
其实，在很困难当中，我们也看到神都保守了这个先知的性命。
And in difficult times, the Lord preserved the prophet's life.
神就会感动一些人去救他，脱离那个哈、啊，那个真的，如果没有人救他，就死掉那个情况。
God moves people to save him from a life-threatening situation.
我们再来看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
这个神的城里面呢，他说会再听见有欢喜快乐的声音，新郎新妇的声音，啊，并听见有人说。要称谢万军的神，因为神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
And in the city of the Lord, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, "Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endures forever."
然后他说，又有奉感谢祭到神殿中的人的声音，就是再次又会有人拿着祭物来到神面前，要来献给神那个平安祭的时候，是非常。非常喜乐，全家人一起享受的那个日子。
And of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, that is, families will come together to bring peace offerings to God.
因为我要让这些人归回，然后他们要被建立，像起初一样，这是神说的。
For I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first, says the Lord.
在第十一节跟第六节，他都在强调和起初一样那个国度。
In verse 11 and verse 6, it emphasizes the city that is.
第七节，对不起，是第七节跟第十一节。
Verse 7 and verse 11 says the city that is as at the first.
那所以这个国度啊，这个国度就是当时候啊，神应许给选民的。
And this nation.
那是合一的。
This nation is the one kingdom that was promised to them.
当时候是荣耀，是有恩典的。
It has glory and has grace.
因为罪让这个城这个国分裂的。
And sin separated this country.
因为罪让这个城啊被毁灭了。
And sin caused the city to become desolate.
但是神的怜悯、神的慈爱要再次临到。
But the mercy and grace of God will come upon them again.
把这些分散的人把他聚回来。
And to bring the scattered people back together.
然后再把这个欢喜快乐的声音再带进这个城里。
And bring the voice of joy and gladness back into the city.
让众人可以再一次的称谢神的慈爱。
And that people may praise the mercy of God again.
神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever.
所以在这个很看起来就是很绝望的这个环境里面，他现在可以大声的歌颂神是善良的。
So in this hopeless situation, he can loudly proclaim that the Lord is good.
众人可以再一次感受到神的慈爱。
people can feel the grace and mercy of God.
众人可以愿意再来奉献礼物给神，因为他们心里面会感谢。
People can offer sacrifices to God because they have things in their hearts.
这个就是神的国度，属灵的国度。
This is the spiritual kingdom of God.
那在这个国度里面，一定会有一个王的。
And of course, in this kingdom, there will be a king.
这个王在犹大国的末期，我们就看到这些王真的都是行神眼中看为恶的。
In the latter days of the kingdom of Judah, most all of the kings were evil.
这些王他们所关心的不是这些百姓的福祉。
And the kings did not care about the well-being of the people.
他们也不管那个神的名是不是会被荣耀还被羞辱。
They did not care whether or not the name of the Lord was glorified.
他们所关心的其实自己的这个荣誉了。
But they only were concerned of their majesty.
你看我们一般人，他们大概都是这样子。
For most of us, it is like this.
我们都会先想到，哎，我如果做什么，人家给我说什么，我这个人的名声受损，哇，这个要争到底。
And we will think to ourselves that if someone says this to me and it affects my reputation, then I will make sure he gets it.
但是都没有想到说，哎，那如果我做这么事情，会不会让神的名被羞辱？
But we do not think about whether or not our actions will bring shame to the name of God.
所以我们其实人很常常都是很自私的。
So many of us are self-centered.
所以为了一口气可以跟人家拼到底。
And just because of one thing, you can pursue someone to the end.
什么事情都不管了。
We leave everything behind.
然后全世界就是我最重要了。
I'm the most important in the world.
这个就是人性哦。
And this is the nature of man.
这个其实也就是我们人的罪当中。很自然的表现。如果没有神来帮助我们的话
，And this is a natural representation of sin if we don't have help from God.
那所以，当我们看到这里的时候，哎，想到那个耶利米先知哦，他被关的时候，其实那个王啊，好几次都把耶利米叫到旁边去，把他招到他面前，跟他一对一的去讲话。
Many times when Jeremiah was in prison, he was called by the king to speak with him face to face.
那个王啊，那个先知讲的话都一样的。他就碰到王的时候，这个西底家王的时候，他就跟他说：“你就出去投降嘛。”
And he Jeremiah just continued to repeat the same thing he said to King Zedekiah, just go out and say surrender.
但是这个王哈、啊，他想到的是，我如果去投降，他想到，哦，这个会被人家戏弄哦，实在是不甘愿。
But the king is not.Willing to be mocked by others.
我们来看一下这个描述，这是写的非常的传神。
Let's see this description.
这就是我们人通常都只在意自己，他不会想到神，不会想到百姓的。
Men often think of only themselves; they will not think of God nor others.
我们现在看38章的第19节。
Let's look at chapter 38, verse 19. 19. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Jews who have defected to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they abuse me."
20节。
20. But Jeremiah said, "They shall not deliver you. Please obey the voice of the Lord which I speak to you, so it shall be well with you, and your soul shall live."
你看这里，其实耶利米他特别跟西底家王这样子强调：你要出去投降巴比伦王，你的命就存活了。
And Jeremiah especially emphasized this to the king that if you surrender, then you shall live.
你的抵抗是没有用的。
And if you confront them, it is no use.
但是十九节这个王这个时候讲出他心里的挣扎。
But the king told Jeremiah that he was struggling in his heart.
我害怕那些加勒底人将我交在这些已经被先掳到巴比伦去的犹大人，就是他自己的百姓手上。
And he is saying that he is afraid that the Chaldeans will take him to the hands of the captive Jews.
那这些百姓，这他的犹大国的人民呢、啊？他说他们可能会反过来戏弄我。
And the people of Judah who have been captured might abuse him.
那所以呢，他说那怎么可以去投降呢
？So how then can I surrender?
想到被羞辱这个场面，哇，那没办法接受。
When I think of how I will be humiliated, I cannot accept it.
但是先知就跟他说不用担心，他们绝对不会这样做的了。
But the prophet said, "Do not worry; they will not do so."
但是事实证明，最后西底家他还是注重他自己的这个面子，他本身的荣誉胜过神的话语。
But in the end, we see that Zedekiah was more concerned with his reputation than the word of God.
所以这个时候你就看到人，即使是王，他所顾的也是他自己的面子。
So we see that people, even though they are kings, only care about their reputation.
所以你看这个属灵的这个神的这个荣耀的城，这个国度，如果还是这样的王在带领这个国度，大概也没有什么希望了。
And if this type of king leads the glorious kingdom of God, there must be no hope left.
所以神现在要再建立一个这个荣耀的城。
Therefore, God will once again reestablish this kingdom.
他要就应许要给一个王。
And he promises it to a king.
这个王是公义又怜悯又关心百姓的。
And this king has justice and mercy, and he cares for the people.
我们现在看回来三十三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 33.
33章。
33.
我们看第十四节。
Verse 14. 14. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah.
15节。
15. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth.16. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she shall be called. The Lord our righteousness.
你看这里在讲这个神要兴起一位公义的苗裔来掌权。
And here says, the Lord will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness that will execute judgment.
这个就是预告主耶稣基督的出现。
And this foretells on the appearance of Jesus Christ.
他要来在他的国度，这个让神的名得颂赞得荣耀这个国度里面掌权。
And he will hold authority in this kingdom that will glorify God.
在这个国度里，他要施行公平和公义。
In this kingdom, he will execute judgment and righteousness.
让他的选民可以安然居住。
So that the people may dwell safely.
然后他说他的名要称为主神我们的义。
And his name shall be called the Lord our righteousness.
所以现在这个他在这个城里的每一个百姓都是带着他的名，是神是我们的义。
And he will allow every person in his kingdom to carry this name, the Lord our righteousness.
这真的就在预告主耶稣基督了。
And this is prophesizing of Jesus Christ.
所以这个在耶利米书里面，他还讲这个公义的苗裔出现很多次。
And this branch of righteousness is repeated throughout the book of Jeremiah.
在第三十章里面也出现过的。
It's also appeared in chapter 30.
在二十三章也有出现过的。
Also in 23.
那所以现在这个神的城里面有一个这么公义又公平的王在照顾他的选民。
Now there is a just and fair God who is taking care of his people.
他是真正的慈爱的。
He is truly merciful.
神说我应许选民的这些恩言必然成就。
He says the mercy I have promised to them, he will fulfill.
那所以我们当我们看到这里的时候，我们就知道这个国度这个城绝对不是地上的。
When we read this, we will know that this kingdom is not of the earth.
当主耶稣来了以后，
When Jesus comes again,
他建立了一个属灵的教会。
He established a true church.
这个教会真的叫做神的国度。
And this church is the kingdom of God.
因为这个教会是他的灵所充满的。
Because it is filled with God's Spirit.
那这个教会里面的人其实不在意他们是肉身的以色列人或不是。
And the people within it are not concerned of whether or not they are physically Israelites.
我们现在读了这段历史以后，
Once we have read this piece of history,
当我们在看罗马书第九章的时候，
When we read Romans chapter 9,
我们就知道他在讲我们。
We know that it is referring to us.
今天我们每一个愿意跟随主的人，
Every one of us who is willing to follow God,
我们都成为神这个他所建立荣耀城里面的居民。
We have all become citizens and dwellers within His holy city.
我们现在看罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第五节。
Verse 5. Of whom are the fathers and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all the eternally blessed God. Amen.
这里说基督按肉身来说是犹太人。
Here it says, according to the flesh, they are Jews.
是以色列人呢。
They are Israelites.
但是基督是从他们出来的，可是他是在万有之上的，是永远可称颂的神。
But he is God who's eternally blessed.
所以主耶稣基督就是这位独一的神。
So Christ is this one true God.
他是道成肉身。
He is Word and who became flesh.
他是来建立他的国度，他来设立在地上施行救恩的。
He became a flesh to establish his kingdom and to execute salvation.
第六节说。
Verse 6.
这不是说神的话落空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel.
第七节说
7.
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就多做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham, but in Isaac your seed shall be called.
第八节说
8.
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed.
那所以你看他这里所说的这个应许的儿女跟肉身的儿女，就在讲这个是属地上的国度还是属灵的国度这个问题。
And the children of flesh and the children of promise refer to the children, the chosen people on the earth and the chosen people of heaven.
从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
Not all who are born of Israel,
也就是说
are of Israel.
在血统上的亚伯拉罕的后裔不完全就是将来这个属灵国度里面的百姓们。
So not everyone who is born of Abraham will be in the spiritual kingdom.
今天我们其实都是凭着应许被生下来的。
We have been born through the promise.
应许就是主耶稣基督在早在创世之前就拣选我们这个恩典。
And this promise is the grace that God has chosen us even before creation.
当时候满足的时候，借着主耶稣基督，我们现在进入这个神的国度里面。
When time has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, we may enter in this kingdom.
我们所领受的不是这个肉身的割礼。
What we have received is not physical circumcision.
要成为亚伯兰的后裔，在肉身上其实要带一个割礼的身体的记号。
And to become a descendant of Abraham, you must have the mark of circumcision.
但是属灵的国度，他所强调的这个记号不是肉体的割礼。
But in the spiritual kingdom, what is emphasized is not the physical sign of circumcision.
是我们罪被赦免啊，得到神的被称义的这个赦罪的洗礼。
It is our redemption and remission of our sins through the water baptism.
我们现在看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Romans.
第二章二十八节。
Romans chapter 28. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
二十九节。
29. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, not in the letter.Whose praise is not from men but from God.
这里说外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面的肉身的割礼不是真割礼。
Here says that true circumcision is not outwardly but inwardly.
那现在真正从内心里面做犹太人，就是神的选民的那个真割礼，是在心里面在乎灵，不在乎仪文，那什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be a Jew who has circumcision of the heart?
那这个割礼是什么？
What is circumcision?
我们现在看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
二章第十二节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
应该是第十一节，对不起。
Verse 11, In him you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. 12. Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
我们这里看到他说你们在他里面受了不是人所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱弃肉体情欲的割礼。这个割礼就是第十二节说的受洗。
And this circumcision in verse 11 refers to the baptism in verse 12.
要把我们这些肉体的情欲这个罪把它除去。
And to rid the sins in our hearts.
借着受洗，让我们跟耶稣基督同时同埋葬，也要同复活了。
So that we are buried with him and raised with him.
因为我们相信 耶稣基督从死里复活，他是这位独一的神来拯救我们。
Because we believe that Jesus Christ resurrected, and He is the one true God who came to save us.
啊，所以我们你看这个神的国度，他现在所要拯救的百姓，他所要统治的人民，就是要经过这个洗礼的过程。
And those who are counted in the kingdom of God must go through baptism.
每一个人都要愿意相信耶稣基督
everyone,
是这位独一的神。
Everyone must believe that Jesus Christ is one true God.
所以肉身上虽然可能是亚伯兰后裔，可是他只要不认识、不相信主耶稣基督这个身份，就在这个国度、这个城里面是没份的。
But one might be physically the descendant of Abraham, but as long as he does not believe in Jesus Christ, he has no part with the kingdom of God.
神的这个城，这里面的人是都是被洁净的。
And the people within this kingdom are cleansed.
他的罪被赦免了。
Their sins have been forgiven.
赦免其实是因为这位救主付出代价。
They are forgiven because the Savior paid the price.
因为这个王他愿意为我们牺牲。
Because this king was willing to sacrifice.
所以我们是有福气的。
Because so we are blessed.
在这个城里面有这个王在掌权，公平公义的。
And there's this righteous and merciful king who is holding authority.
你看今天属灵的教会。
So the spiritual church.
它是有权柄的。
It has authority.
那当我们看到这个神的教会有神的权柄的时候。
When we see that a church has the authority of God,
其实就是神的国度临到我们当中。
We know that it is the kingdom of God manifested here.
我们看主耶稣讲的一句话。
Let's see something that Jesus said.
马太福音第十二章。
Matthew chapter
12. 马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
第二十八节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 28.But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you.
主耶稣是说，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，就是神的国临到你们的。这就是这位王。
This king.
这个王，他是有权柄，他是这些撒旦魔鬼都怕他，都臣服在他底下。
And this king has authority, so all demons.Fall before his feet.
所以主耶稣基督来，他为我们建立了这个国度。
Jesus Christ has come and established this kingdom.
他说，神的借着神的灵赶鬼，神的国就临到了。
And if we cast out demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come upon us.
这个就是这个属灵的国度，这个属神的圣城。
This is the spiritual kingdom and the holy city of God.
今天我们就是这城里面的神所拣选的百姓。
Today we are the chosen people of God inside this holy city.
在这里我们可以享受神的福气平安。
Here we can enjoy the blessings and peace of God.
我们可以彰显出神的从神来的喜乐。
We can manifest the joy of God.
能够成为一个见证。
To be a witness.
让众人看到神的荣耀。
To let all people see the glory of God.
每一个人他们都可以感受到神的恩典的。
And everyone can feel the grace of God.
我们看一下第三十一章。耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
这个城在三十一章里面，它是用神的羊圈来说明的。三十一章的第十节。
Chapter 31, verse 10.And hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And he who scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock.
神这个王像一个牧者一样看守他的羊群。
God is as a shepherd who watches his flock.
第十一节是说。
11.
因为神要救赎他们。
For the Lord has redeemed them.
然后神要带他们再次的回到他所施恩的地方。
And he will take them to where he gives mercy.
所以这个真教会是神的圣城，是神的锡安山，是神施恩的地方。
This church is the height of Zion, and it is where God gives grace.
看第十二节。
Verse 12. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd. Their souls shall be like a well-watered garden.And they shall sorrow no more at all.
在这里有神的丰富的恩典。
Here there's abundant goodness and blessing of God.
在这里的人心是满足的。
Here, people's hearts are content.
在这里没有愁烦。
There is no sorrow.
所拥有的就是神的平安。
What we have is the peace of God. 哦，
这里的人都是喜乐的。
Everyone here is joyful.
所以第十三节那里说，这里你看都是欢喜快乐的景象。
And all these descriptions are ones of joy.
第十四节说。
In 14,
我必以肥油使祭司的心满足，我的百姓要因我的恩惠知足。这是神说的。
14, I'll satiate the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord.
这就是这个属灵的荣耀真教会复兴的情景。
And this is the condition that will be in the spiritual true church, the kingdom of God.
这是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
这也是神给我们的应许。
And this is a promise of God.
我们一起来建立这样的一个满，让我们真的得满足、得恩惠的这个属灵的国度。
Let us establish together this kingdom that will be filled with God's mercy and justice.
我们如果愿意真的回归向神
，If we are willing to return to God,
我们真的愿意听从神的吩咐
，And willing to obey His commands.
用一个很单纯的心去相信神所讲的话语。
And we use a simple heart to believe what He says.
我们去这样行，我们就得福了。
If we do so, then we will be blessed.
我们就要体验神的应许实现在我们的生命当中。
And we'll experience how the promise of God is fulfilled in our lives.
我们会发现我们的教会真的是神所祝福的。
And we will know that our church is truly one blessed by God.
在这里，每一个人都可以得满足。
Here, everyone can be satisfied.
每一个人都喜乐。
Everyone is joyful.
我们在这里一起颂赞，让神得荣耀。
Let us praise together and give glory to God.
愿主能够帮助我们，都能够掌握。紧紧地抓住这样的应许，一起来努力。
May God help us, so we hold on to this promise.
我们这一节就见证到这里。
And this concludes the session.
我们一起默祷来休息。
Let's give silent prayer and break.